You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with a major update. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget 2024-25 today, after tabling the economic survey. The Union Budget will be presented in Parliament at 11 a.m., making it the first budget of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's third term. This will be Nirmala Sitharaman's seventh consecutive budget as Finance Minister, as she will surpass the record set by former Prime Minister Morarji Desai, who presented five annual budgets and one interim budget as Finance Minister. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh presented five consecutive budgets in a row, and Pranab Mukherjee also presented five consecutive budgets. Infrastructure development is set to take center stage in Sitharaman's budget speech, alongside critical sectors such as taxation, healthcare, railways, aviation and roadways. Moving on, India's inflation targeting framework should consider targeting inflation excluding food, as aiming to reduce the headline inflation rate through monetary policy actions is effectively directed towards food prices. The economic survey said high food prices are, more often, not demand-induced but supply-induced, while short-run monetary policy tools are meant to counteract price pressures arising out of excess aggregate demand growth, it noted. Therefore, deploying them to deal with inflation caused by supply constraints may be counterproductive, the survey said. As per the extent framework introduced in 2016, the RBI is mandated to keep CPI inflation at 4% with a margin of 2% on either side. Currently, the headline print stands at 5.08% June and for the full fiscal year FY25. In other news, with the rise in artificial intelligence AI adoption, the number of jobs in India's BPO sectors is set to go down drastically, said the Economic Survey 2023-24 presented by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Monday. The survey said that the impact of AI on the job market will vary. For instance, the manufacturing sector is less exposed to AI as AI-powered industrial robots are neither as nimble nor as cost-effective as human labor. On the other hand, in the inventory and supply chain management, AI applications could rather be complementary to labor. On the other hand, the survey said that the Indian economy needs to generate an average of nearly 7.85 million jobs annually until 2030. Meanwhile, the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC, has established itself as an effective solution for addressing banks' stress by aiding in significantly reducing gross non-performing assets, GNPAs, and helping rescue failing corporate debtors, the economic survey said. It has offered fresh impetus to the recovery segment of the financial markets and the reconstruction of failed or distressed assets in the real sector. It said, in the 8 years since 2016, as many as 31,394 corporate debtors involving a value of ₹13.9 trillion have been disposed of, including pre-admission case disposals, as of March 2024. The survey mentioned, the loss of control immediately after admission into the resolution process has led debtors to settle with creditors as soon as the applications are filed with the NCLT. Up next, Global Capability Centers, GCCs, have significantly boosted the country's service exports, with the other business services emerging as the second largest contributor to services exports in FY24, accounting to 26%, just behind IT services, which led with 48%. According to the economic survey, GCCs have now become vital to India's economic framework, contributing more than 1% to the country's GDP. As of 2023, India houses over 1,600 GCCs, and according to a PwC report, this number is expected to reach 2,100 by 2028, with the market size of these centers projected to touch $90 billion. GCCs currently employ around 3.2 million people, primarily engineers and scientists. In FY23, these centers provided job to over 1.66 million professionals, with 42% engaged in engineering, research and development, ER&D. Moving on, several policies by the center and state governments are working at cross-purposes, which is hurting farmers' interest, destroying soil fertility, depleting groundwater, polluting rivers, and the environment with nitrous oxide emissions, the survey has stated, referring to subsidies and financial incentives provided to farmers on water, electricity, and fertilizers. The survey noted, while the minimum support price, MSP, of 23 selected commodities is offered by center, direct cash benefits of Rs. 6,000 annually through three equal installment is offered to farmers under Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan. At the same time, both centers and state governments will write off farmers' loan. The survey pitched for smallholder farmers to move to high-value crops, fruits and vegetables, fisheries, poultry and more. Lastly, let's take a look at the key stocks for today. GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a gap-up opening on the day of the budget, Tuesday. GIFT Nifty traded higher as the index was up 14.50 points or 0.06% at 24,535, indicating a higher start for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously on Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 fell 21.65 points or 0.09% to settle at 24,509. While the BSE Sensex advanced 102.57 points, or 0.13%, to close at 80,502. Here's a look at the key stocks to watch in trade. CNH DLM, Jana Small Finance Bank, Oil India, Gensol Engineering, RailTel. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.